Item 773, direct the Portland Housing Bureau to adopt median income and maximum monthly rent guidelines.
Second reading, call the roll, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fred?
Sorry.
reclaiming my time. One of the challenges we have in government is we use a lot of jargon and acronyms that obscure things. And in the housing world, we're as guilty as in any other area. And when we had a presentation on this, the director of the Bureau said we're moving away from using MFI and instead using AMI. Well, I don't find MFI or AMI very, very helpful. So just to underscore what we're doing today, we're updating the guidelines. But to put the human face on it, when we talk about very poor people that cannot access affordable housing in our community, we're talking about people who make 30% or less of the area median income. And for a single person, that's $15,000 a year. And for a family of three, that's $20,000. And I just think we ought to take one moment to reflect on a family of three earning $1,600 a month pre-tax. And from those resources covering rent, food, clothing, medical expenses, incidentals, emergency, and all the other costs of living. And the answer is, it's impossible. And that's why we have programs which subsidize the housing for people who are at 30% of area median income or less. It is also why we're seeing increasingly people on our streets who have no resources and are battling addiction and mental illness because, frankly, we don't have the kind of housing they need to turn their lives around. And that is something I hope the council takes up in earnest in our next budget. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye. Sorry, I got ahead of myself there. Next item.